When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Chicago Blackhawks enjoyed their Thanksgiving meal with all the trimmings yesterday, and now they have to shake off the slumber from the effects of the turkey and take on the Anaheim Ducks one more time here on Black Friday in Southern California. And they have to do it without the leadership of their captain, Jonathan Toews. So the question for the Hawks today is, who will step up against the Ducks? One person, or is it going to be a team effort? I like the second option. Down to center ice we go. Anisimov and Kessler ready to face off to get her started. Black Friday hockey with the Hawks is underway as the Ducks control off the draw. Here now are Artemi Panarin passing to Patrick Kane. Hawk line right wing, quick pass. Anisimov over the duck line with the backhand. Kick save is made by Gibson. Oh, man. Anisimov was right in on Gibson and got away a good backhander, but the big goaltender went down on both pads to stop that shot. Into the far corner goes to Schmaltz. Schmaltz put it to the right point. Rosenwall fires, and it deflects off Mott straight up into the air in front of the net. Richard Panik was a little late getting there. Ducks get the puck back. Deflects to the right point. Hjalmarsson there. Hit from behind and nearly sent headfirst into the boards by Corey Perry. And Hjalmarsson did not like that hit at all. He got up and cross-checked Corey Perry. We'll keep an eye on that. And here's Kane breaking up ice into the duck zone. Onisimov to Kane. Right circle. He sends it toward the net. They score! It's Patrick Kane! What a shot go from the right circle. Gibson stopped it initially but fumbled the puck. And Kane went right to the right post and muscled that one into the Ducks net. It's 1-0 Hawks. Here's Kane crisscrossing with Anisimov in over the duck line down the right wing. Kane to the half board, sets up Seabrook right point to Keith left point. Down to Panarin, left faceoff dot to Seabrook, deep slot. The Kane right circle, one timer, he scores! Power play goal for Patrick Kane. He got all of that one and drove it past Gibson. And the Hawks now lead the Ducks 2-0 with 6:47 left in the second period. Crossing the Hawk line to Silverberg. To Kessler, top of the right circle. Shoots Crawford down with a butterfly save. Follow-up shot by Cogliano, and Crawford got that one too. Saves of the game for Corey Crawford right there. The first shot was right in on goal, and it looked more like a shot pass. Cogliano came in from the right wing circle and sent the rebound toward the net, but Crawford got the pad on it and made the save. Spits it down ice into the duck zone, right circle for Rasmussen. He tried to jump over, Chuck lost the puck, Hartman got it back, should he score? Ryan Hartman! Off of a great rush by Rasmussen. He bit the dust to the ice, but left the puck in front of the duck net. Hartman came along and snapped it past Gibson. It's now 3-0 Hawks. Richie into the Hawk zone, long shot from the high slot, he scores. Well, Nick Richie has a what they call an overpowering kind of a wrist shot. I think we just saw it there. Richie fired from out near the tops of the circles. And the Ducks will get one back and trail 3-1. Quick pass by Fowler ahead. Here's Richie over the Hawk line. Top of the right circle. He shoots it down as Crawford with a butterfly save.
No goal.
The rebound is in the net, but no goal. Kase knocked it down with what looked like a high stick or a hand. And a quick rule by referee Kevin Pollock giving the washout signal.
They'll check this one. They'll obviously review it.
A punch between the call and the ice stands. We have no goal. It went off his glove.
Vatanen passing to Cogliano at center ice, crossing the Hawk line. Hands it off to Silverberg. Fires to the right wing boards. Kicked out by Crawford. Rebound Silverberg. He scores. Silverberg got the loose puck in behind the Hawk net, and he wrapped it around the far post and past Crawford. The Ducks are back to within a goal of the Hawks, now trailing 3-2. Sends it out to the left point. And Fowler mishandled the puck to center ice. Mott's got it. He's got a breakaway over the duck line. Down the slot. Shoots. Glove save is made by Gibson. Theodore fires it down ice. It misses everybody. 2 seconds. One. The Hawks win in Anaheim. For 5 Black Fridays in a row, the Hawks hold on and beat the Anaheim Ducks 3-2. An outstanding effort by the Hawks. who were missing their captain coming into this game, Jonathan Toews, who would have helped the Blackhawks out immensely in the faceoffs. But he was not available here this afternoon. And the Blackhawks found a way to win anyway. Well, now they've taken 1.7 seconds to put it back on the clock.
They just dropped the puck to make it official. It's over now.
And it's over.